This is a doctor indicating his physical patient name Vello, V-E-L-L-O, Helen, H-E-L-E-N, date of birth 11-14-1940, place, future care charge, village, date of service 2-25-2024. Today 25, right?
Yeah.
2-25-2024. History of present illness. This is a 83-year-old female, well known to me from previous multiple admissions. Patient was hospitalized, MedStar Hospital. Apparently, patient said she was at home and she reported a fall. She has a known history of diabetes, hypertension, aortic stenosis, PE on the alto, and a multiple fall. And history of PE. The last dose she was taken and was last October 2023. She completed the course for the alto. Multiple fall. And she has a non-display fracture of cervical spine vertebra. She did rehab. She came to the emergency room because of a new fall with head trauma. And she hit her face. No loss of consciousness. Fall was complicated but diffuse body pain. Right shoulder pain, right arm pain, and bruises. In the ID, her vital stable. Sodium 132, pressure 5.4, B148, cutting 1.1. Mechanical fall with the gait and stability, number 2. They did CTA, CT of the head, face, spine, and X-ray. No acute fracture. She has asymptomatic bacteriuria. She has a chronic pain, opiate dependent. History of pulmonary embolism, chronic unstable left lower extremity swelling. CTA John Hopkins in January 2024 demonstrated acute segmental and subsegmental PE in the right middle lobe. Doppler of the lower extremity. Left leg showed DVT. Patient was discharged home under alto. Following maintenance dose. Repeat CTA, Venus Doppler, ruled out VTE. They advised to continue the alto. Hyperkalemia was managed and resolved. Diabetes mellitus, monitor. History of cervical spine fracture. Local collar she has been using. Patient has advanced directive, wanted to be DNI. After stabilization, she was sent to rehab. When I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, chest pain, nausea, vomiting. Past medical history. COPD, PE, aortic stenosis, diabetes, hypertension, multiple falls, non-displaced C2 vertebra fracture, using cervical collar, medication upon discharge, Tylenol, 500 mg, 2 tablet every 8 hours, Lipitor, 40 mg daily, Lidocaine, 5% patch daily, Melatonin, 3 mg, 2 tablet daily, Metformin, 500 mg BID, Naloxone, for suspected overdose, oxycodone 5 mg every 6 hours, Miralax 17 gram daily, Xarelto 20 mg daily, Senacort, 8.6 milligram, 2 tablet BID, Zolpidem 5 milligram at night. Through our system at present, had a congenitalness and a source for pulmonary cardiac intestinal and vomiting musculoskeletal pain, then to urinary hematuria, neuronal syncope, physical exam, taken awake, alert, oriented M3, blood pressure, 142 over 76, pulse 88, temperature 97.7, Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse loss 97%. Had no hematoma, normocephalic eyes and a cleric, no discharge, neck, cervical current, space, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart, SNS2, abdomen, soft, not, and Boston pulse, extremities. She has a mild edema left leg, but there's no calf tenderness. Skin ecchymosis noted, right shoulder, left arm. Neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented, M3 cooperative. Assessment, patient is admitted. Pterygoid fall with ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, severe aortic stenosis. Next line, history of PE. Next line, history of DVT. Next line, history of cervical spine 2 fracture, non-displaced, using cervical collar. Next line, chronic opiate dependence. Next line, left leg DVT. Next line, history of tachycardia resolved, AKI resolved, hypercremia resolved, chronic anemia, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, dilatation of left renal collection system, superficial phrenic nerve paralysis, core status patient want to be DNR, DNI. Assessment patient is admitted with ambulatory dysfunction. Number 2, diabetes mellitus, non-displaced, cervical 2, fracture, history of DVTP, plan of care, PTOT, for percussion, mounted diabetes, continue all the current medication, care plan discussed with the patient, the standard medication, thank you.